Today's quote comes from Jillian Michaels, and she says, "It's not about perfect, it's about effort." I want to repeat that. She says, "It's not about perfect, it's about effort." Now, just a little bit about Jillian Michaels. She's a fitness expert, certified nutritionist, businesswoman, media personality, if you will. She also has a number of books, so she's an author. But she's probably best known for her appearances on the NBC series, The Biggest Loser. And many of us remember that series, The Biggest Loser. I personally know her from several of her fitness videos that she put out that my family and I used to do on a regular basis. So Jillian Michaels is a high household name for us. And she is known for this quote. And I'm going to say it one more time. "It's not about perfect. It's about effort." I like to just kind of let that quote. I want to just let that quote speak to you. There may be something happening. There may be something you're engaged with. There may be an opportunity ahead of you. There may be something that you need to deliver on, and you're trying to make it perfect. You're trying to make sure that it is perfect. And so what does perfect mean?
I just tell you, it is perfect.
Perfect means having all the required or desirable elements, qualities, or characteristics as good as it possibly can be.
Absolutely perfect.
As good as it is possible to be. That's the noun definition of perfect. Let me just share it one more time. Having all the required or desired elements, qualities, or characteristics. But the verb says make something completely free from faults or defects, or as close to such a condition as possible. And so somebody is out there this morning and you have something ahead of you. You know, somebody in the chat said that they're knitting something for someone. That others are getting ready to start their day. We got photographers in the chat. We have content creators. We got audio engineers in the chat. We've got technology professionals and leaders in the chat. We've got so many people in the chat today, and others who will watch this both on the replay and even as it has been repurposed. And whatever it is you face for today, you may have an eye toward making it perfect. You may have an eye towards ensuring that it is completely free from faults or defects, or as close to such a condition as possible. You may have an eye towards making it perfect. And Jillian Michaels is disrupting your morning to share this quote saying, "It's not about perfect.
I'm not perfect. I make mistakes, but I'm trying."
It's about effort. Effort means a vigorous or determined attempt, strenuous physical or mental exertion. It's about effort. It is about, did I put my best effort into this attempt? I tell my kids all the time, if you got a C on the test, but you gave it your best effort, I'm good with that. I'm good with that. And then I also tell them because best effort doesn't leave it at the grade on the test. Best effort goes past what you've actually been able to create, what you've been able to submit. Best effort goes past that to include figuring out what could be done better. Best effort. See, perfect means I'm going to get it all right on the front end. Best effort leaves room for you to do it again. Best effort means I don't know what I don't know, so I'm not going to try and make it perfect. I'm just going to give it my best effort. I'm going to give it my best vigorous or determined attempt. I'm going to give it my strenuous physical or mental exertion. I'm going to give it my best effort.
You know what that is? Pride. and knowing that you did your best.
I remember when I started in content creation, I was asked by, I'd been doing all kinds of different videos, and I got hit up by StreamYard PR team. Really good friends over there at StreamYard, and even though I don't create content for them anymore, we still chat on a regular basis because my channel still leads a lot of people to StreamYard. I actually don't pay for StreamYard anymore because the amount of people that sign up for StreamYard based on my channel basically ensures that I get a free subscription every year. And just based on the affiliate sales. So I remember getting hit up by StreamYard. And of course, I'm new to this. I'm new to this entire space. I'm new to being a content creator slash influencer. I'm new to these things. In fact, I didn't even understand some of the terminology. And they hit me up and they were like, man, we would like for you to do a couple of videos. And they actually gave me the list of those videos. One of the videos was a video that I had already done, but they wanted me to kind of put a StreamYard, you know, focus on it, because I'd done it in a way that kind of showcased multiple platforms. They were like, can you just focus in on StreamYard with this particular video and give it to us? Now, the process for creating content for StreamYard was one of the best ones that I've ever experienced, because I actually didn't have to edit the video. I didn't have to come up with the topic of the video. I just needed to record the video, send the video to them. I just want y'all to catch this. All I needed to do was record the video and send it to them. They are going to edit it. They're going to do the B-roll. They're going to add the different screens. I just needed to record the video and send the video to them. So I recorded the video. Man, I got to tell you, I had no clue what I was doing. It's not because I had not created videos before. At this point, I'd already developed quite a rhythm of creating YouTube videos, but I started to binge watch some of the videos that were on their channel. They were fairly new to this thing as well. I recorded that video no less than 20 times, y'all. 20 times. I was not happy with not one of the 20 of those recordings. But the deadline was coming up, and so I submitted it anyway. And there's a little footnote I want to say right here. I want to say right here, because prior to me submitting that video, I had never been paid for content. In the process, I want somebody to catch this. I want you to apply it to your own situation. In the process of clicking submit on that video, submitting it to StreamYard for them to use it on their channel, and receiving the pay, I went from creator influencer to paid creator influencer. Even before the video was edited by their team and posted to their channel, I went from creator slash influencer to paid creator slash influencer. A lot of people don't catch that the process of getting it done, best effort getting it done, allows you to be separated from all those who are still striving, quote unquote, for perfection. Done is better than perfect, because done allows you to go into the best part, which is review.
When that cheese is melted and that bread's golden but not burnt, you call me, you tell me it's done, and we'll check, okay?
That video garnered 55,000 views. It is still on StreamYard's main page under a list of new to StreamYard, start here. Literally, it's the fourth or fifth video. It's talking about how to do background music in StreamYard. It was not what I wanted. Didn't meet my criteria. There's so much that I learned from that process that I take now into every brand deal that I get, because it wasn't only about the video. It was about every aspect of the process that I was learning. Now I can check the box when brands come to me and say, have you ever done a brand deal? Absolutely. Oh, wow. Can you point us to a video that you did for another influencer? I send them to this video. 55,000 views later on their channel, they're looking at that video like, good night. How do we get this guy to work with us? It changes the conversation. Let me go back to my definitions. Perfect, having all the required desirable elements, qualities, or characteristics, while effort, a vigorous or determined attempt, strenuous physical or mental exertion. Fam, perfect means it can't be improved on. There is an inherent flaw in the term perfect. Perfect means it shouldn't be touched. Perfect means it can't get any better. Perfect essentially places it in a space that we, as the author, creator, distributor, developer, whatever it is of that thing, we actually should not touch it. And when you shift your perspective and your definition of perfect to look at it from the aspect of what we do after we've placed the perfect tag on something, you actually probably don't want to put perfect on anything. And here's the real clincher. People don't resonate with what's perfect. They resonate with what's real. And what's real looks like best effort. What's real looks like, I could have done this better on that. Where others are looking at your genius and saying, oh my gosh, if I could just do it like them. And you are saying, I probably need to tweak this and tweak that. This is how you improve. This is how you level up. This is how you innovate. This is how you never settle for yesterday's standard of success. This is how you are motivated when you take time for reflection and review, when you take time to look at the things that other people are saying that you did perfectly and look at them and say, it could be done better. That was last year's version of me's best effort. But this year, I've got more experience. This year, I've got more skill sets. This year, I've learned some different things. This year, I've added to my arsenal. This year, my best effort looks different than my best effort from last year. Best effort includes review. Best effort means making tweaks. Best effort says, I'm going to do it again, armed with new information to give it my best effort. And then the cycle starts over again. Jillian Michaels' quote for today, for our morning motivation, says, it's not about perfect, y'all. It's about effort. Only you will worry about whether something's perfect. Other people won't see the imperfections that you can. Just keep doing what you do and do it with the best effort. Perfect doesn't matter, and it's highly overrated. That, my friends, is your morning motivation.